just cannot afford that. The insurance to take care of that, you know. And they still, I know him a few years ago. A lady down here had a couple of kids, midwife with them, from Ford. She was from Ford. Yeah. She works at the hospital now, in Ford. And she come around and worked on that job for two babies. That's right. Yeah.
Well, back when you were coming up, did people here in the Marlow community or maybe Summerdale, was there anything that would, you know, bring everybody together?
Funerals. The only thing that bring most of the people together was funerals.
Right.
Yeah. And that's just about happening today, you know. Funerals still is about the biggest thing to bring people together now. Now you take...
Seems like it'd be something else.
Yeah, seems like it.
Yeah.
But you take, if you got a family, and they all scattered off, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You can have all kinds of big days, picnics, and whatnot. You can't get them home, you know. You can't get those people home. But if you have a funeral in the family, all you have to do is call them and let them know. And most all our family gonna be. If it's gonna be any, it ain't gonna be but one or two people that not gonna come to that family, you know, if it's a funeral. But, and I think that still stands today. But you take it, you can have your picnic and all that stuff, but and bring a large amount of peoples together, but you cannot have picnics and stuff like that and bring the family together. It takes death to bring a family together, because most of the time, 9 out of 10, your family is scattered. See, you hardly ever find a family. They all lives right in the neighborhood, you know. But during those days when we was coming up, most all the families was lived together. Now you take my grandfather, he owned this 40 acres. Alright? All of his boys and my mother, well you took my dad, he come himself. I guess he's loafing around. He married my mother. Then he settled down here, you see. Oh goodness, it was a house just on this fort. Some cross over there, some back over there. There's 5 or 6 houses over there. All families. That's the reason I'm going to stay here until I die, you know. Yeah, all of them left me here, no. I'm gonna stay right here until I die. They carried me down, I get sick enough, carried me to the hospital, and me die in the hospital, but my home still gonna be here, you know. I ain't gonna move away, so.
Nowadays, when people go to funerals, do they still dress in black?
No. Well, you, every once in a while you can see a person dressed in black, you know, but not too old. You take, during those days, the olden days, everybody dressed in black. And a lot of the women wore what you would call a veil over their face, you know? But you don't see it.
Was that just supposed to be like a sign that they were in mourning?
In mourning, yeah. Yeah, it was in mourning. But you don't see it no more. You can go to all kinds of, you know, you never see it. You wear just what you want to wear.